We continue our learning with Lenishma, Susan, Basleya, Helen, Basleya, David, Ben Menachem, and Yaakov, Pinchas, Elio. We're in Bava Messiah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. Kol ha'umanim shomrei sachar hein. Anyone who's an uman, anyone who does a craftsman and does a work, contracts out to do work in his own house. We gave the example, we spoke about the dyer. I speak about a tailor as well and other examples. Shomrei sachar hein have the status of a shomrei sachar on the kli, on the vessel that they're taking from the Baal HaBayis. Why is that so? Well, either because they're profiting from it eventually, the fact that they have it and they're going to make money on it, or because of the fact that they're able to hold on to that kli as a mashkon, as a collateral. Eventually, they're going to be paid. So that if you don't pay me for my work, I hold on to this. Either way, they have the status of the shomer sachar, and because of that, the kli that they have, they have a higher level of accountability, as opposed to a shomer chinam who's going to be puttering in eva laveda. Because the uman is a shomer sachar on the item that he has, let's say the tailor, on the suit that he's fixing, he has the status of the shomer sachar. If he's stolen or lost, he's obligated to pay for it. But once the uman tells the Baal HaBayis, tells the owner, let's say the tailor says, okay, tol shelcha, your suit is ready, come pick it up, the malach is, I finished the job, and I want you to bring money, you need to pay me. Now notice the order here was, Tola Shalcha, come take your suit, take what belongs to you, Vahavemos, and bring money. The assumption here is that the person, the tailor, in this case, or the uman, the craftsman, is not going to be ma'akev the kli, he's not going to hold on to it until you pay. He says, listen, you take what belongs to you, Vahavemos, and eventually when you get around to it, I want you to pay me. If that's true, so says the Mishnah, Shomer Chinam. He now has the status of a Shomer Chinam on that object, because now he's not holding on to it and expecting payments. He loses the status of a Shomer Sachar. That's to his benefit now. The fact that he's not going to be chiving in Gneva Ve'aveda, because he says, listen, the suit is yours, you come and take it, and eventually you're going to pay me. So now, at that moment, if anything that happens to him, if it's stolen or lost, he's going to be exempt because he only has the status of unpaid Shomer of a Shomer China. The Gemara says the same thing would be true, by the way, if, let's say, the craftsman, the uman, says to the owner of the kli, I finished it. And he didn't say Tola Shelcha. The fact that once he makes an announcement, he tells him, listen, I finished the job, and he doesn't demand the money, what he means is, come and pick it up, even if you don't pay me the money right away, and therefore he has the status of a Shomer Chinam. But if he said, in the following order, Haveimos, the Tola Shelcha, bring me the money, pay me, and come and take your suit, so then he still has the status of a Shomer Socha, because as he says, the fact that he's a Haveimos means that's a prerequisite for picking up the suit and taking the suit, is that you're going to pay him, and therefore he still has the status of a Shomer Sachar. If it's stolen or lost, he is going to be liable. Shmor leave Eshmor Lach, person says to his friend, listen, you guard for something for me today, and I'll guard it something for you for tomorrow. Shomer Sachar, they both have the status of a Shomer Sachar, because each one is profiting. In what way? That his friend is going to guard something for him. So the fact that I'm guarding you something for today, you're going to guard something for me tomorrow, and vice versa. So therefore, each one has the status of a Shomer Sachar. But let's say a person tells his friend, guard my object, and I will guard yours at the same time. So then he's going to be part of from Gneva of Aveda. Then he does not have the status of a Shomer Sachar. Why? They're doing it at the same time as opposed to today and tomorrow. Based on the Pasuk, it says when it comes to a Shoel, in Parashat Mishpatim, it says, in Ba'alav Imo Lo Yishalem, a famous halacha from Bava Kamma of Ba'alav Imo. Ba'alav Imo, the fact that, what is Imo? Imo means Imo Bevelachto. So, and this is not only true for a shoel, although it's written in the context of a shoel of a borrower in the Chumash, the concept of Ba'alav Imo is going to apply to every shomer, which means what? If the Baal, the owner of the object or the animal, let's say, is involved, engaged in doing malacha for the shomer, so then the halacha is that the shomer is going to be putter. That's in Ba'alav Imo. Lo Yishalem. And here, since each one is being shomer not the next day, But right now, the Reuven asked Shimon, listen, I want you to guard this object for me, this animal for me, whatever it is. And the other one, Shimon says, Reuven, and I want you to guard something for me now as well. So each one has a balavimo. Each shomer has the baal, the owner of the object, who is doing a service for him at that very moment. And therefore, they go, you're going to be putter on any liability. What about Shmor Li V'amalo Hanach Lefanai? Let's say Reuven says to Shimon, I want you to guard this object for me. And Shimon says, Reuven, okay, just leave the chafetz in front of me. Shomer Chinam. Shimon has the status of a Shomer Chinam. Why? The fact that he says Hanach Lefanai means he agrees he's going to guard it. But if Shimon, let's said Hanach Lefanecha, he tells Reuven, Reuven, you want me to watch this? Hanach Lefanecha, leave it in front of you. Or Hanach, just as a place it down, then that's not considered an acceptance of Shmira, and he's not even a Shomer Chinam. Perek Vav Mishnah Zayin. Hilvo ala Mashkon. You have a case where Reuven lends Shimon money, or produce, let's say, and Shimon gives him a Mashkon, gives him collateral. So says, after all, Reuven wants to ensure he's going to be paid back for the produce, or it's paid back for the money he lends Shimon. He gives him the Mashkon. So what is Reuven's status on that Mashkon? What kind of Shomer is he? Shomer Sacha. Reuven becomes a Shomer Sacha on the Mashkon. Why is he a Shomer Sacha? What do you mean he's being paid? Yeah, it's there's the Schar Mitzvah on the Halva, which means that Schar Mitzvah, we mentioned this in the past, the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Nun Vav, what happens at the time of the Halva, when Reuven lends money to Shimon, so Reuven now, because he is doing a Mitzvah, and by lending money, he would be exempt. If a poor person now comes and says, can you give me tzedakah, he can say, no, I'm busy right now, I'm lending money. And because he's involved in that, osek b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah, and therefore, he's considered a shomer sachar on the mashkon, that as long as he has the mashkon with him, he's considered a shomer sachar on the mashkon because of the schar mitzvah on the halva. What's the schar? So the schar is the fact that he's able to save money at that moment that he lends that money out. He's lending money. He's going to get that money back. But that's a mitzvah. Kesef talveh asami. So the other poor person who's asking for a handout for tzedakah, where he's not going to get the money back, he's exempt from giving that money. And that's the money that he gains, so to speak. He profits or he saves. And therefore, he has the status of a shomer sachar by lending out money. That's Hilvo ala Mashkon. Rabbi Huda Omer, Hilvohu Maos, Shomer Chinam. If he lends him money, coins, he's a Shomer Chinam, but Hilvo Pero Shomer Sachar. So Rabbi Huda doesn't think that you become a Shomer Sachar, what that's considered a profit because of Schar Mitzvah. What is the Schar Mitzvah? The fact that when you lend this money, so and now you get this Mashkon in return, you lend the money, so at that moment you're lending the money, you don't have to give money to an Ani. So now you save money, you Shomer Sachar. So he doesn't think that you're considered a Shomer Sachar on that Mashkon because of that moment, those few minutes that you were lending the money and saving money from giving tzedakah. But that's when it comes to lending money. Hilvo peiros, but if Reuven is lending produce, then Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Tana Kama, they have a status of Shomer Sachar. But not because of Schar Mitzvah. The fact that he's lending money, it's Schar Mitzvah, and he's able to save money, because he's doing this mitzvah, he's putter from, Motzik Mitzvah, putter from, he's putter from actually giving a handout to someone else for which he's not going to get paid back. But why you Shomer Sachar? Because on the Mashkon that you receive, because the fruit that you lend out, your produce you give to this guy, eventually you're going to spoil. And Reuven gains. How does he gain? Because the lover that who borrows the fruit is going to return to him fresh fruit. So that's how now that he gains. There is some profit in that sense. And therefore, on the mashkon that Reuven's holding, he's considered a shomer sachar because of what he's going to profit from the produce that he gave, that he lent out. Abba Shalomer, Mutar Adam, Lahaskir Mashkon, no show. Says Abashol, we allow, normally if you're holding on to a mashkon, you're a shomer on that, where the shomachina, shomasachar, you shouldn't be doing anything with that mashkon, you just have to guard it, make sure it's still intact. But says Abashol, if you lent money to a poor person, now you have a mashkon, you're holding on to his collateral, you're permitted to rent that collateral out to others, so that now you can fix a particular price on that mashkon, and posek v'holech, which means now you're able to deduct or reduce the chov, the debt, so you're doing a favor for the ani. In the end, maybe able to rent out whatever he gave you, what he gave you as a mashkon, and make some money on that for his purposes, so that for his benefit, for the benefit of the ani, so that you can reduce the amount of the chov maybe to zero. This is considered like returning a lost object, so to speak, to an ani. In fact, the halacha follows this. Gemara says it doesn't apply to every mashkon. You have a mashkon where you can make a lot of money on it, and it's not going to get ruined, really. Renting out a person needs an axe or a hoe or something like that, so that's fine. But other items where they're going to be using a lot, it may depreciate in value, may get ruined, so you may not make that much money on it anyway, so that you're not permitted to rent out to others that item that belongs to the ani in order to make some money.